Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll talk about whether you should work on Sundays. This is something that I came to, like, so for example, today is like Sunday, right? So today is a Sunday, I'm in my office and I'm working and I'm doing the stuff that I know I need to do. And I just shot this video for you guys to just share what I'm thinking about this, because I see a lot of entrepreneurs, they're telling me, like, for example, they wanna grow their business, right? And to, let's say, to grow the business, you have to learn new things, you have to hire great people. And they're telling me, okay, I don't have time to hire a media buyer. I don't have a time to create standard operating procedures for some things in my company, right? And then you see like the same people, they're wasting like hours per day on Instagram, right? They have all of these like apps. They have the Snapchat, they have the TikTok, they have the Facebook. They're in hundreds of Facebook groups, right? And this happens not only to people who start out the business, it also happens to people who are already successful entrepreneurs who are doing, let's say, $100, $200, $500,000 per month. And they, for some reason, they think that that's enough. That's enough time that they dedicate to their business. If their business does well, it will always will. You know, when I first started with my business, I read this book, 4-Hour Workweek, right? And at this point, you know, I was trying to do everything by myself, but then I read this book and this guy was like very smart. Hey, you know, you can automate your business. You can just like hire virtual assistants and this and that, $5 per hour. Like you can do all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, probably like that. Probably he's right. Like, so let me just do that. And that point, like, you know, like I was making money and then like I started to make less and less money because my focus was in the totally wrong place. And that book, like, it's so, you know, people misunderstand that book completely, because before you can work 4 hours a week, or I mean, there are people selling you like the courses that you can work like 4 hours a week, or you can like and build like 8-figure business. You fucking can't. You fucking can't build like an 8-figure business if you work like 4 hours or like 10 hours a week. You have to work fucking 100 hours a week to build the business, because if you think that you can leverage and you can automate everything, and the people that work with you, even like your team members, like that they will care about the business more than you, then, and also like at the same time, if they see you hanging like around, you know, going for like trips and vacations while they're working, that doesn't create a good culture in the company. And this is what people misunderstand. They think that if they hire good people, even if these are like amazing people and we have amazing people on our team, I still have to be the role model for them. I still have to deliver. I still have to work. I still have to show up. And so this is what people like don't understand. They think like once you get to some level of success, even if you do like, even if you run like 7-figure business, like it's just impossible to maintain it if you don't focus on it, right? Because if you don't focus on it and your competitors do focus on it, then if you project, let's say, 1-2 years from now, then you'll be done. Let's say your competitors are focusing on how to improve the business, how to hire great people, how to streamline the processes, how to figure out new advertising channels, right? How to test, let's say, more products, right? And you don't focus on those things because you think that you have made it, then you'll be done. Like maybe not today, maybe not this month, but let's say in 1-2 years from now, if you don't continuously focus on it, you will be done and you'll be taken out of business and your business will not exist anymore. So this is, you know, what I have realized. So I'm working on Saturdays. This is just like by default. I mean, some Saturdays I'm not working. I'm spending with family or like quite like rare occasions where I don't work like on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, I'm trying to put at least few hours in. At least few hours in my business, because if I don't put hours in my business, then, you know, I'm thinking about this as an advantage, right? And in business, you have to get single advantage you can get, right? Let's say, you know, if you can put more hours, if you can put more effort, if you can hire like people who have experience and just like leverage that, those things kind of like add up, right? They might not like, you might not see like instant result from that, but then over time it adds up. So this is what I have realized. So I'm trying to put as much time as possible into my business. Now Q4, it just becomes natural because this is like the best time of the year for, you know, for e-com businesses just to crush it. And if I'm seeing like some entrepreneurs like on Saturday and Sunday, they take time to relax, I'm very happy for that, because I know that we'll take their share of the market and we'll take their customers and we'll take everything from them, because this is the only way it goes. Like, entrepreneurship and business are very tough experiences. It's not for everyone. It's not for people who cannot work, let's say, you know, on the weekends. It's not for people who want to like balance, you know, they say balance in their lives. I mean, you can have a balance, right? But then, you know, there's always like some sacrifice. There's always some sacrifice. It cannot be that one thing, you can have this and you can have that and you can also have that. It just, something has to sacrifice. So oftentimes it's time with family. Oftentimes that is things that you have to, you know, delayed gratification, right? So for example, if you want to buy something, you want to buy like a house, right? But then your business also needs like a working capital, right? You need to hire people, you need to pay people, and you want to buy inventory, and all of those things, like, they need money, right? So, and then you decide to buy a house, right? And then because of that, your business will suffer, like in the short term and also in the long term, because all of the decisions multiply, right? If, let's say, if you buy a house, or you buy like some expensive like clothing, you buy some cars, right? This is what's wrong with this overall. Like, on YouTube, you can see all these people, they make a few dollars and then they show up all of these cars, and then you think like, and that, like, for people who like starting out, who haven't been in business, who haven't achieved success, that creates this pattern that, oh, I'm making a few dollars and then like I'm buying these cars and then I don't have to work anymore, right? So this creates like a very like wrong pattern, because like in business, the moment you relax, the moment you think you have made it, you're done. It might take some time for your competitors to just overtake your business, but this is it. This is done. This is what I believe in. This is what I have seen. For example, we have done very well, like during the first like months of the March, like this year in April, we have done tremendously well, millions of dollars in sales. And you know what happened is, like, I saw like, yeah, it will continue this way, and I took more time. I haven't worked on weekends, right? And this is just like very painful lesson, because our business started to decline. And so only after I started to put my effort again, only after I started to put the hours in, it just started to get back, and now we have the best months like ever. This is what's important to realize, guys, that there's sacrifice for everything. If you want to build like amazing business, you have to sacrifice all of this crap, all of this social media. You have to sacrifice a lot of things to get what you want. So let me know what you think in the comments. Subscribe to my channel, like this video. That's what I believe in. And let me know what you think, guys, because, you know, I'm always like seeing other points of view. It's not, you know, my point of view is just like my point of view, what has worked for me building a successful business. But, you know, there might be other ways, but I haven't seen other. But let me know what's in the comments. If you want help scaling your e-commerce business, dropshipping business, then there should be a link below. You can apply for a mentorship program, and we'll help you to scale your business farther. So this is only for people who are already intermediate, advanced entrepreneurs. This is not for people who are just starting out. Thank you, guys. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.